What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with Jonathan Otto, who's going viral right now. He's breaking the internet with a med bed hack. This stuff is real. This stuff, I love it. It's amazing. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me, my man. It's been a bit.
Of course, David. It's a pleasure, man. Truly. Always.
I mean, dude, this is a, folks, this is like a feel good podcast. This is a podcast that I'm giving to my audience, that there is hope out there. You can beat ailments. You can feel better in life. You can feel healthy. And I got to say, you know, Jonathan, this stuff, this red light therapy is amazing stuff. I've been using it for a very long time. It's cured a lot of ailments for me, especially. And I've always said, I've said this over and over on the show, emotional stuff, you know, like I was a heavy drinker, man. I've been sober now for 6 years and going on 6 years, 3 months. This stuff makes me feel good. It's like getting a full day of sun in 10 minutes. It's rejuvenating. It makes me, I'm able to go to the gym. I have a pep in my step. I feel good. I get good sleep. I battle with mania, with manic depression. That's gone. Mm-hmm. So I know this stuff works, and I'm trying to get my audience to really come have a come to Jesus moment with this stuff and really understand that this stuff works. These red light panels, also with the sandwich effect, the PMF mat, miracle stuff, man. Miracle stuff.
Wow. David, you speak with conviction, and I love that. And people follow the work you do because you tell the truth, and you're telling the truth as best as you know it, right? And that's all we can all do, right? And then you've had an experience that is real for you and that is meaningful to you. And then you genuinely want other people to have that. And that's what I want too. Like, this is what, you know, that's why with this type of work, I would do this work for free. And if people understood all the other areas of work I do, all the humanitarian work, it's like, I pay money to do that, right? I give my own money to do that. It's such a fulfilling work to see people's lives transform, and people just need to like, catch that bug and realize, no, this is real. Yes, you could doubt people. Yes, you could just see like, oh, everything's too good to be true. Yeah, there are a lot of things that are too good to be true. It's not real. It's all this stuff. But you know, I was actually just with Richard Branson last week, and I think I do personally believe he's one of the good guys, like and a really good guy.
I was gonna say they're about to eat you alive right now, bro.
Yeah. Oh, dude, look, that's one of the things, man, like where everyone that's wealthy is and kind of connected is now going to get crucified, even if they're like a good person.
Right.
I've never seen somebody take so much care of making sure I wasn't getting hurt when we were out riding the bikes. And like, look, if you think I'm wrong, that's fine. Like, what do I know? All I know is like I'm there to serve, and I was there to help him with red light therapy. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. These people like himself and others, the Trumps, other people are catching on to this stuff. They're understanding like, wait a minute. You know, sound frequency is now proven to help shrink tumors. Light frequency, obviously we know what that does. I mean, it's frequencies that are healing people, man. And this red light, I go back to, and I know this is kind of like, you know, this is completely separate, but I put more into this in this aspect, and this is where I'm coming from. I had, I think his name is Danny Goyer on, talking about the red light and psychedelic effect, right? When you take DMT and look at the red light, you can see matrix code. Okay, no, I'm being serious. I mean,
yeah, dead serious. Me this. I've seen light. Videos on it. I know what you're talking about. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
To my knowledge.
So this, there's something code in the red light, in the red light lasers, right? I think this all kind of goes together with the red light therapy. Now people that are under this influence of what, you know, what I'm talking about, looking into this red light can see the matrix code, can see the code coming down. This is an experiment that time and time again, everybody that was on the DMT and put their and looked at the red light laser saw the code, saw the matrix code. So that tells me there's some kind of code within red laser, red light that we don't know about. And I'm just throwing that out there, and I think that's worth studying and looking into, because I think it all goes together, to be quite honest with you. I think there's so much here, so much science here that's breaking through right now. We're living in the most unbelievable time right now with all of this stuff just breaking through the dam.
Dude, I love that. Look, you'll love this, David. Look at the Bible verse where Jesus says, not a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father in heaven noticing. Do not be afraid, because you're of much more value than a sparrow. Every hair, the very hairs of your head are all numbered, meaning that I've counted them all. But then you see this thing with like code numbers, like they're numbered. And then you'd say, okay, well, he's counted how many there are. But then in Daniel chapter 7 and 8, in 8, there's an angel commanding Gabriel, and he says, or a being, some being that's commanding him, and he's referred to as in Hebrew Palmoni, and the Hebrew the marginal reading in the King James calls it, says the wonderful numberer. The wonderful number, or the number of secrets. They're the two different translations of the word Palmoni. It's just in the margin of the King James. So God is the number of secrets, or the wonderful number, and everything is coded in his book. And it's all part of some intricate system that's beyond our knowledge. I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that God understands it.
Well, the only really universal language, right, is mathematics. That's universal. That's it, you know, and obviously everything, you know, God is a mathematical genius. He is the mathematical engineer to this reality. So that's how I see it. That's how I break it down into simplistic terms. But let's talk about these red light panels, man, because, you know, I want my audience really to know what they're missing. And it's really as simple as just plugging it in next to your bed. I keep mine next to my bed, and I use it morning and night. So and you know, some days I miss, like anybody else, I'll miss 2 or 3 days, and I'll go in there and I'll knock out another, you know, if I can just squeeze in 10-15 minutes. But it really helps overall with so much, man. My skin feels vibrant and it feels good. A lot of people are even telling me they notice in places that I'm going there, man, you look a little younger, you've losing some weight, you know, stuff like that. So I know that the red light panels are contributing to this.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, so it's visible. I think a lot, I've read comments where a lot of people end up writing in and saying, we're seeing things with you, David, where there's changes in your skin and your puffiness, things that people kind of notice.
Yeah. I used to be really, the inflammation from drinking stayed with me for a long time and that's gone now. I mean, it's mainly gone, you know, but I mean, unless I go eat some gorditas and frijoles, you know, then I then I might be a little puffy.
My wife is in the background laughing again.
And then I might be a little puffy, but I hold weight. But you know, but now, no, I mean, but like I said, the red light therapy, and you know, obviously, I'm using a lot of different stuff with that, because I look at it this way, Jonathan. Like, I've done so many bad things to my body for so long, and you know. And the hits to the head, boxing, right? Hellacious fights that I've had. Hellacious, brutal, wow, knockout, drag out fights that I've had in the ring, in the gym, my whole life. That wow. takes a toll on a brain, on your brain stem, on your my bones, everything, you know, my hands, my face, everything. And then all the alcohol and all the things I've done, partying, you know, like, I treated my body like an amusement park. So now I'm trying to reverse everything. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it. I'm trying my best. There's a lot of stuff I take with the red light. You know, I do take the methylene blue. I take other supplements, the IGF supplements, the C60 for inflammation. But I just feel like if you can just ruin your body by taking a lot of things for all those years, why can't you reverse it? Why can't you do the opposite?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, that's it. Look, either the body is regenerative or it's not. And if it is, then you can. If it's not, then you can't. And so then that relies in, what do you know about the body? What are the mechanisms? How does the body create new healthy cells? How does the body create stem cells? Does that, people don't even realize that happens. Like, your body's producing new stem cells every day. And okay, well then well, if my body's making new stem cells, then why don't I, you know, reverse aging? Well, like it's building on a system that exists, right? So your body is making stem cells according to the stimulus that it has. And in a degenerating world with a minimizing voltage, and you're getting copies of copies, right? So your stem cells are making what they can and attaching to what is there. And so then your ability to clear out all the toxins and shut down disease cells, create new cells is what health is now. And it always has been. And so then that's called mitophagy, when you shut down an unhealthy mitochondria, or they undergo apoptosis, and then you make a new one. That's mitogenesis. And same with your regular cells, and with autophagy and apoptosis, shutting them down, new cells spawning out, making new stem cells in the bones. They're called mesenchymal stromal cells. And red light is the most proven therapy to do that. The other one that sandwiches right in there with it, in isolation or in synergy, is the PEMF. And I think that one of the things that would be amazing to talk about is this breakthrough that people would know about. We've kind of referred to it, but I'd love to play the clip with Rogan and Mel Gibson.
Absolutely, play it. I'm trying to find the picture of my bed that I have my PEMF mat and my what I set up next to my bed.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find it, but there's so many pictures in here. Oh boy, go through all. But yeah, go ahead and play that clip. Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. All right, show 1 second.
This is worth watching, by the way, because everyone's catching on to this, man. Everybody's catching on to this.
Yeah, yeah, it's super fascinating, and it's something that you wouldn't really, you know, expect in this case an actor to have these friends and kind of reluctantly tell you what they did. And it's a whole new thing of thinking, hold on a second, like normally it's I go down the street to where my local doctor's office is and they tell me how I beat disease. And now this
they just give you a pill. They just give you a pill. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. It doesn't do anything. And then you need a pill for that. And then you need a pill for that. And then you need a pill for that. It's like it's a never ending vicious cycle to keep you sick.
Yeah, yeah, lipstick on a pig, right? And yeah. So then now so people can't go there. They're going to shows like this, and you're hearing from a boxer and an investigative journalist that, you know, is publishing books like this, like, you know, The Cancer Off Switch. And then here you've got, this is arguably the world's leading oncologist, and you'd be shocked at, I mean, maybe you're not shocked, but he describes he describes my research as groundbreaking. He says, my unwavering support for those battling cancer is nothing short of inspirational. This book is a potential lifesaver. This isn't just timely for anyone touched by cancer seeking to prevent it. This book isn't just recommended. It's essential. Dr. Tony Jimenez, 30 years experience in integrative oncology. He put Olivia Newton-John, Suzanne Summers, their cancers in remission. And part of the reason why they needed to keep developing their program, that's where I came in to help with the patient follow-up program, so the patients get on our red lights once they leave the clinic, or in the clinic we're putting in our, you know, larger like clinical beds, which is actually the same technology. Anyway, that's pretty cool, right, Dave?
Yeah, but do you see my setup here, right?
Yeah, yeah,
there it is. So, and I was at my doctor friend's office the other day, who owns a IV drip, and he has a red light system hooked up at his office. Dude, he charges $85 a session.
Yeah,
that's I'm like, really? And people pay for 20 minutes at a time. I'm like, that's just, think about it, you're just paying somebody else. I mean, why not own it yourself? You have people can make payments on this stuff, right? Here's my setup.
Yeah,
as people can see, the PEMF mat on the bottom there, the red light panel on the top there, it's kind of hooked over. The stand is like an L shape. They can order that separately, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So you can get all of this from the red light therapy and the PEMF mat. You get this. It's really easy to put together, folks. Doesn't take a genius.
No, exactly. A lot of I've bought some things where I'm like, okay, I don't know what to exactly.
It's not like IKEA.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. Yeah.
It's not like IKEA. Don't worry. It's so simple. And if I can do it, hey, yo, anybody can do it.
Yeah, well, let's not put you as the lowest common denominator.
I'm just saying. It's because I have zero patience, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, at least you know where it comes from. Yeah, zero patience will cause some, you know, smashing and ape-like behavior. Yeah, you could definitely end up just destroying something out of frustration. Like, oh, that's it, smash.
Yeah, done. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Hulk smash.
I could see that in a past life for you, David.
I do that with the remote. I mean, the TV remote, I'll throw that thing against the wall. Anyway, enough about me.
Okay, yeah, we're not going to put you on the spot any longer. But yes, you could buy that stuff separately. You could buy like a PMF, or you could buy a red light therapy device. And I'm going to show you some more of the science.
I thought you were going to show the Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, exactly. No. It's just that you asked something. Yeah, so all right. Look at that. David felt like he's getting something taken away from him. He wasn't happy about it. All right. So okay. This one.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so, and let's check sound. I'll tell you.
Good enough. Good. Yeah, I mean, I can hear it.
Well, did I not share the sound? Okay, let's see.
Go back and click the box.
Yeah, normally do. All right. Normally do. Okay, 1 second. So this is where, you know, Mel Gibson comes on as a guest. He's going to talk about whatever that he normally, you know, would talk about, all the different things they're going to discuss, some politics, whatever. And then they end up on this really important subject, which was specifically dealing with
the sea.
You know, what is going on with his friends, and why are they battling these conditions? Let me just put in my code here. Okay, let's. And it's not wanting me to. It's asking for codes here.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see all these alternative therapies coming out that are working, and it's really putting a shockwave through the medical industry, because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know, you know, they're so used to keeping people sick. I think you just you're muted. Just, hey.
Okay. Okay. We're in.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Third time's a charm. Okay, here we go.
I'll tell you a good story.
Okay.
Why is it doing that?
I have three friends.
Can you hear it? Yep.
All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
Okay, so three friends with stage 4, big C, had some serious stuff going on. And it's a good story that he's wanting to tell us, and they don't have it anymore. Okay, so now becomes a curious question. Well, that's 3 for 3. It's not 1 out of 3. It's 3 out of 3, which is very anecdotal, but it's, what's the odds of lightning striking 3 times in the same place? It's a little odd. So there's something here. It's only really somebody that's really brainwashed that says, oh, that has no statistical relevance. It's like, well, no, it does. And he doesn't look like he's lying to you. Put your lie detectors on. And what's the incentive here? He seems quite reluctant in the next section here.
Serious stuff going on.
What did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard.
Does he want to say it? He's kind of, do I say this? It looks like he's processing all this. Am I going to go down this? Am I willing to take whatever's going to come back to me for saying this? Because, you know, people don't know who those guys are. I'm on a big stage right now. I've got a lot to lose. Do I say this? This kind of, like, to me, looks like what he's processing. Let's see what he says next.
Ivermectin.
Fembendazole.
Yeah.
That's
I'm hearing that a lot.
Drank hydrochloride something or other.
There's studies on that now where people have proven that
people
they've
drinking methylene blue and stuff like
that. Yeah, methylene blue, which was a fabric.
You can see.
Yeah, it was a textile.
You can see Mel is not comfortable talking about this stuff.
I know. It's true. Exactly. It's kind of funny, but then it's the reluctant hero in this case where he's like, I don't. Okay, fine. I feel an obligation. And you just see that. It's like this moral obligation. I need to do the right thing right now. I need to say this. And now what he describes is really fascinating, because he shares key tools that when used together are so effective. So that you've got all these like churches in when I say churches, I mean, this is what I believe. And then this person is, I'm an ivermectin kind of guy. And then the other person's like, I'm a raw diet guy, and then I'm a carnivore guy. And then they're all kind of lost because it's, you have to think there's multiple systems going on in the body. Mel Gibson accidentally shared with you a whole protocol where he's explaining like, okay, methylene blue can only be activated by red light. That's the truth.
That's right. So when you drink, so let me ask you this. When you drink the methylene blue, do you go straight to the red light or like?
Yeah. About 30 minutes.
Really?
30 minutes. Yeah. Because it absorbs really quickly, whether it's curcumin or berberine, that'll take about 2 hours. And then you go in front of the red light. But interesting. Yes, it will. Yeah. 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 And then see what you got next to say. And then this 20 seconds and this will end this clip.
I'll die. And now they find out it has profound effects on your mitochondria.
Yep.
The stuff works, man. And there's a lot of stuff that does work, which is very strange because, again, it's profit. When you hear about things that are demonized and that turn out to be effective, you always wonder, well, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
How is our medical institutions, how have they failed us so that things that do cure you are not promoted because they're not profitable?
Yeah. I mean, it's the truth. Everyone knows this, right? How many people are just kept
exactly
sick, just kept sick just so they could profit? These greedy, greedy monsters, you know, that's all it's about. And I do feel that shift happening. I feel a shift taking place. And that's why with stuff like this, with the red light therapy and the PMF mats, it's just getting ahead of the ball, dude. That's all you're doing. You're taking that leap of faith into something that, you know, when you hear the other testimonials and I was working for other people, you're saying, you know what, why not me? I'm going to go for it, you know, and that's what I did. And it just resonates. It resonates with me. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So let's show the wavelengths that do you have that on here? Because the wavelengths are important to look at.
Yeah,
so people can get a visual.
Yeah, you understand it. And that's awesome. I'd love to share that. Good call. So it's interesting that because we just talked about methylene blue, there's several studies on this showing with all different types of cancer. And then you'll find that it activates at certain wavelengths. So I'll pull that up. With the certain wavelengths that exist, unless you hit it right, you miss it.
But okay, we got it. In this case, you know, we got to say here, you know, disclaimer, because this is Fluff Tube.
Yeah.
We're not saying we cure anything. This isn't cure or.
No, exactly.
Right? So, yeah, this is Fluff Tube.
You know, yeah, I'll say. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, this is not intended to diagnose, treat or cure any disease or condition. This is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And consult with your healthcare practitioner for your unique health needs. And studies referenced in this presentation are again, purely for educational purposes only. And that's that. So, yeah, this is an example here where you've got, you know, 660 is what activates methylene blue. So methylene blue will really not do anything unless it's activated by around 660. The other way to get that would be at sunrise and sunset. The irradiance is about 20 to 40 times less. And that's the upside of why people are using like a panel or a belt or something that you could put right up against your skin. But these are the different wavelengths. And then you get into, it's what's really interesting is if you could hit the 600s and the 800s, which is near infrared, that's where it's getting deeper. You're setting off a chain reaction and you're putting these, you know, important energy generating frequencies into the body. And like a tuning fork, once you hit one, if one's tuned to the same frequency, it'll set off the other one. And that's the chain reaction that goes on in the body. And it's just restoring normalcy. Once people realize that, they understand that red light doesn't heal people. What it does is it reinstates normalcy in the body. Imagine if you're just vibrating at the wrong frequencies, and then that causes malformations of cells. Once you realize that, you realize that what you're trying to do is just put correct frequencies into your body. That's why you want to be grounding and you want to be in sunlight. They're both going to put the right frequencies back through your body. And the PEMF mat, for example, you do the math on that. It's between 2 and 3 million times the magnetic field strength of the Earth and 1 million times the amplitude of the Earth's amplitude. So because of this, you're overwhelming the false signal in short periods of time. And that's why these studies are shown to be so effective. And these are the studies on various types of the Big C, And when people, you know, may not have some of these conditions, but then they may want to prevent them, which is a good idea, or have health in these areas, like have better breathing or have a better prostate, have better sexual function, have a better life,
period. Yeah. Like I said, bro, emotionally, this stuff has just done wonders for me. Like if I do the red light therapy, I feel good during the day. It's like I had a good day. It's like getting that good suntan, you know, that when you feel really good, the melatonin and all. That's what I feel. I just feel like regenerated, man.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that. And we all need more of that. There's enough in the world that's getting us down. Like a lot of us, people that are watching shows like yours, are kind of filled with this doom and dread. Like the world is going to end. What will I do? How will I feed my family? How, you know, what will happen? Will I get conscripted? Like it is, they're going to, you know, is something going to drop on my house? Am I going to, you know, well, there's lots of things that can keep us on edge, but there is this comfort that comes with just believing one that God is sovereign over all, and that all I have to do is just
and medicine is natural, bro. He's given us everything we need.
So true. And these are the mechanisms, right? So why did the methylene blue? It's a photosensitizing agent. It hyperabsorbs into the cells, then the light hits it, and then it causes reaction. This reaction is producing cellular energy, which is ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and reactive oxygen species. This is an example of this is singlet oxygen. You'll see that listed here. This is so powerful. It'll actually go towards the big C cells and cause programmed cell death, apoptosis. And it's used in all different types of the big C. And these are some examples, right? So then people are watching like, well, I don't want to take a fabric diet. Okay, then curcumin, chlorophyll, riboflavin, artemisinin. That's where ivermectin comes from, right? From sweet wormwood, which is artemisinin. And that's where the Nobel Prize was won for that. And berberine, green tea. So you could take these. You could actually put green tea on your face and then put the red light over your face. Like a red
light. There's all kinds of hacks.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's hypersensitizing the cells.
Like, with the red light therapy, you guys should send like a pamphlet with the hacks, man.
We do. And we'll email it to anyone that, like, for example, even if you ask for it, if you don't purchase anything from us, like go over to myredlight.com and then just hit contact us, email us, and we'll send it to you as a free gift. And yeah, absolutely. It'd be an honor. And because for me, like I said, my whole thing is education. I just want people to know. I want, you know, the next generation. This was sperm motility, showing that people it's going to make the sperm motile for men.
So where do people go to get this stuff, man? Your phone's ringing.
Stuff that. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all right.
Where do people go?
Let's show the site. Let's get it up and going.
Yeah, you got it, man. Okay, so if you want to check this out, go to myredlight.com, right? And so I can show it on my end.
I have it. What am I saying? I have the link down below.
Well, yeah. Yeah, true.
Myredlight.com. It's in the description, folks. Go to myredlight down below. But just if you wanted to show the site where people go to get the PMF mat and the red light.
Yeah, so myredlight.com. Exactly. Myredlight.com will have it all. And then there's these couple of videos here on the page, that one's 5 minutes. This you see case studies like his little Joanne here, 92 going on 93. She's you could just see her. There you go. That's she's not 92.
That ain't her.
Okay, if that's happening, she's
93 years old. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so she had complete peripheral vision loss. And so she consigned herself to one room in her house. Now she's moving around all the rooms in her home because she can see everything. She got complete restoration of her peripherals. And then she had severe macular degeneration. That's getting restored. She's able to read. And she was able to read the first day that she did it. And that was crazy. I was texting with Lance Armstrong today on something of that regard with eyesight, right? So there's lots of guys that are kind of like, what do I do? And so 3 minutes in the morning, eyes open, she was able to read again. Like,
I do that.
So many amazing
case
studies. Oh yeah, there you go. You got me doing
it. You told me to do that. So I was like, all right, I want to.
And did it help you?
Yeah, dude, my vision seems a lot better. I don't wear my glasses as much. I mean, I think the audience sees that. I don't really wear my glasses as much at all. In fact, when I put my glasses on, I can't see. Now, I don't know if I just have to clean the lenses, but I mean, I don't see as I see better without them now. It's weird.
Yeah, it's not.
It's freaking me out.
Dude, that's amazing. It's real. That was based on University College London. 17% immediately direct into the eyes, 670 nanometer light. That's what you got in that panel, right? So you're able to get that into your body because it's one of the highest concentrations of mitochondria in your retina. And so it responds so quickly. This one here, I got my grandma on this one. And so you look at like, I mean, that's what it would cost you for the thyroid medications for the year. She's about 87, about to get off them. How crazy is that?
Right? And we got to really drive this home. A lot of people are using this now. Like I've heard the Trumps are using it.
Yeah.
You know, that's insane, dude. I mean, the Trumps, the Branson, I mean, all the people you've been talking about, it's like, yeah, dude, they're catching on. They're understanding that the people that, you know, the elitist type people are now jumping on board of this, you know? So, and this is for everybody to use, everybody, not just them, everybody. It's so, you know, that's a beautiful thing about the internet.
It is. It's so true. It's so true. Like my grandma split her head. She had cognitive impairment after some of the things. I mean, you know, you could imagine what did she take, you know, over the last few years. So people started taking these things that they were all told that they needed to do. And then she was able to get recovery. She split her head. I got that red light over her head. She regained cognitive function. She moved back into the home that my wife and I built for her. And dude, I mean, that was just so, so beautiful to witness that. And so that's just what I want to see for more people. And that's something.
The portable ones that sit on your desk. That's a real tiny one. That's only about that size, right? How big is that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I looked away from the video. Let me pull it up. Which one?
Which one is it?
I think I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, I'll send it out to you, man.
That one right there. That's cool.
Yeah.
I want that. Dude, I want one of those on my desk.
Yeah, you know, I'll send it out to you. And for the haters that are kind of like, what, David's getting this. Do you know that David works like crazy? And
like so this a dog, is actually, baby.
I didn't want to say like a dog, but he does. And so my point is he works for that, just saying, right?
That is cool. Yeah, please send that out. I'll have it right. I'll plug it in right now.
Dude, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'd be great. And then, like, here's another example, right, where we're showing all the studies on the thyroid where, like, thyroid is completely regenerating in the studies. So it's just working again. The thyroid hormones are working. And so then what I'm saying is with a belt like this, for example.
Oh, you could take that, like, on the plane or something. Or is that, like, a battery pack?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, you could use that on a flight, driving.
Yeah. Yeah, so this Richard Branson's using this, right? So anyway, so, like, like this way you get it over your eyes. Once you understand the research and the studies, you've been looking into it, right? And then over the thyroid, over the brain, and that's an insane hack there. And you can move it around the body. And I mean, look, you know, for a couple hundred bucks. And like I mentioned, you know, payment plans, whatever, right? You spend 600 bucks on one supplement for
$85 a visit at my friend's clinic, dude. Come on. It's just,
yeah, do the math. What's that?
It's catching fire, man. Just own it. Put it in your house. Jonathan, yeah. I got to run.
No worries, man. You got it.
Folks, go to the link down below, hit the link. What's the codes?
Yeah. It's Nino 20. Yeah. Nino 25 for individual items, Nino 25 and Nino 30 for bundled items. And that'll get you 25 and 30% off discounts for a limited time while we've got it available. So don't dilly dally.
I had a friend named Danny. We call him Dilly Dally Danny.
I'm sure he loves it.
Oh, he's so late to everything. He's a flake. All right. Jonathan, thank you so much,
man.
Pleasure. Appreciate you. Stay with me just one second.
All right. You got it, man.